It's time for North Posey Viking Softball on AM 1590 and FM 98.9 WPIW, your home for the Vikings. Viking Softball is brought to you by Nick's Metals, the Posey County Co-op, Moats Construction, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on WPIW 98.9 FM for North Posey Softball. We're bringing you the final game, home game of the season for the North Posey Vikings. Lady Vikings, they're playing in Prairie Central, 11-12 on the season. The Lady Vikings are 21-0, still remain undefeated, and still ranked number one in the Class 2A coaches poll. North Posey is also ranked third out of the four classes, with only Clovis North and Indianapolis Roncalli ahead of them in the overall poll of the state. Nationally, the Lady Vikings are ranked 23rd in the latest Max Preps high school softball poll. North Posey is led by one of the best players, if not only in the state, but nationally, with University of Michigan signee Aaron Hain. Hain is batting .476 with 7 home runs and 30 RBIs. On the pitcher's mound, Hain has a .037 earned run average with 194 strikeouts and 94.2 innings pitched. For the season, North Posey has scored 175 runs in 21 games, and only allowed 25 runs during that stretch. As a team, North Posey is batting .343. On the pitcher's mound, North Posey has a .96 earned run average with 247 strikeouts and only 30 walks and 145.2 innings pitched.
Batting first, Lady, number 5, playing third, McKenna Labhart.
The Prairie Central Lady Commodores, their last five games, they're, like I said earlier, they're 11-12 overall. They got a 4-2 record in the Patoka Lake Conference, and they currently are on a one-game losing streak.
Batting fourth, number 15.
On their last five games, on the 5th of May, they played at North Harrison, lost 9-0. Then on the 9th of May, they played against Wood Memorial, beat them 11-8. Then on the 11th of May, they played at Mitchell and lost to them 9-3. Then they played on the 12th of May at home and played Crawford County and beat them 13-2. Then their last game, they played on the last Saturday against West Washington and lost 15-0.
Number 6.
The Lady Vikings, their last five games, on the 4th of May at Vincent Lincoln, they won 12-0. Then on the 5th of May, they played at Jasper and won 7-0. Then last Tuesday at Pike Central, they beat them 4-1. Then last Thursday, they played at Boonville and won 5-0. Then last Friday, they beat Wood Memorial 11-0. So that's where we are right now in the schedule.
Batting second, pitching number 11.
Starting lineups for tonight's games. Leading off for the Lady Vikings is going to be Lauren King. She's batting .366 on the year with 2 home runs and 13 RBI. She's been center field. Batting second is Aaron Hain. She's going to pitch tonight. Batting .476 with 7 home runs and 30 RBIs.
Batting
third is Alyssa Heath, second baseman, batting .400 with two home runs and 28 RBIs. Batting fourth is Sybil Renshaw. She's a catcher, batting .359 with 5 home runs and 28 RBIs. Batting fifth is going to be Addie Phillip. She's a shortstop, batting .316 with 17 RBIs. Batting sixth is going to be Jenna Wehmer as a designated hitter, batting .345 with 1 home run and 11 RBIs.
Playing left field.
Batting seventh is Maddie Olander, playing right field, batting .219 with one.
Third base,
one home run and 14 RBIs. Batting eighth is Ashton Elpers, playing first base, batting .339 with 19 RBIs. And Shannon Wehmer, left field, batting .333. We're going to go to break. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM for Posey Baseball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
In 1902, Nick's Metals started as a blacksmith and wagon repair shop right here in Poseyville, and it has grown to become so much more. For over 100 years, Nick's Metals has been putting their name on their work. From industrial products to manufacturing and field services, Nick's Metals is one company with many solutions. Give them a call today at 812-874-2422. Nick's Metals, forging ahead since 1902.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
This is Lauren Keene, and you're listening to Viking Softball on 98.9 WPIW.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us. We're going to start at the top of the first inning. Starting lineup for Perry Central Commodores is they're 11-12 on the season. Leading off for them is going to be number 5, McKenna Labhart. She's playing third base. Batting second is Aubrey Harbaville, playing center field. Batting third is going to be Maggie Cunningham, playing second base. Labhart. We're going to start up for the top of the first inning. Aaron Haynes on the mound for the Lady Vikings. Up bat now is McKenna Labhart, third baseman for Perry Central. Haynes waiting on the signal. Take the first pitch. Haynes winds up. Throws the first pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes on the count on Labhart. Haynes winds up. Throws the pitch. Labhart swings at it. Strike one. Count is one ball, one strike on Labhart. Haynes throws a pitch. High, ball two. Two balls, one strike on the count. Labhart waits on the pitch. Haynes throws a pitch. Down the middle, strike two. Two balls, two strikes on Labhart. Throws a lot of heat, and Labhart swung on a strike three. So one down here in the top of the first inning for the Lady Commodores. First strike out of the day by Aaron Haynes. And up the bat now is Audra Harbaville. She's playing center field for the Lady Commodores. Waiting on the signal from her coach. Haynes winds up, throws the pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes on the count on Harbaville. Haynes throws the pitch. And now's a strike. So one ball, one strike on the count on Harbaville. Harbaville sits in the bag. Swings at it, strike two. One ball, two strikes on the count on Harbaville. Haynes threw quite a bit of heat on that pitch. Haynes winds up, throws the pitch. Harbaville swings at it, strike three. Two down here in the top of the first inning.
Number 42.
And Haynes' second strikeout. Number bat now is number 42, Maggie Cunningham. She's playing second base for Perry Central. If you're just joining us, we're here in the top of the first inning. It's still a scoreless game between the Vikings and the Lady Commodores. Haynes throws the pitch. Strike one. No balls, one strike on the count on Cunningham. Haynes winds up. Throws the pitch. So Cunningham swings at strike two. Haynes throws a pitch, swings at strike three. So Perry Central goes down like 1-2-3 just like that. And we're going to go to the bottom of the first inning. You're listening, still a scoreless game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, North Posey Softball.
Pro Rehab's responsibility to you and our community is to provide a very healthy and healing environment, staffed with people who will help you reach your goal and cover all the bases.
Call it a work ethic, but it's more than that. Pro Rehab has a passion to make a difference, because the difference may mean that you get to participate in life rather than just watch.
Because in the end, when we all come together, despite how steep the hill or challenging the task,
nothing can stop us.
Pro Rehab is your best first choice for physical and occupational therapy.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ava Lowe, and you're listening to Viking Softball on 98.9 WPIW.
We're back. Top, bottom of the first inning, North Posey up to bat. Pitching for the Perry Central Lady Commodores is Aubrey Gogol. She's pitching. She's on the mound for Perry Central. Leading off for North Posey is going to be number two, Lauren Keene. She's batting 366 on the season with two home runs and 13 RBIs, and she's playing center field. On deck will be Erin Hain. She's the pitching tonight with a 476 batting average with seven home runs and 30 RBIs. Then in the hole will be Alyssa Heath playing second base, batting 400 with two home runs and 28 RBIs.
Lauren Keene.
Keen waits on steps in the batter's box, waits on the pitch. Gogol winds up, throws the pitch. High ball one. One ball, no strikes on the count on Lauren Keene. We're here in the bottom of the first inning, still scoreless game. You're just joining us. Keene waits on the pitch. Gogol throws it. Up. That was a strike, okay. One ball, one strike on the count on Keene. Couldn't tell if it was a strike or a ball from up here in the press box. It looked a little high to me, but I guess it was a strike. Gogol throws the pitch. Has a ball, too. Two balls, one strike on the count on Lauren Keene. Gogol throws it. Keene smacks it out to right field. Out of play. Foul ball, strike two. Three balls, two strikes on the count on Keene. No outs here, still in the bottom of the first inning, still a scoreless game between the Lady Vikings and Perry Central Lady Commodores. Gogol winds up, throws a pitch. Low ball four. So Keene gets on base with a walk. And up to bat now is number 11, Erin Hain. Hain is batting 476 in the year, leading the team in home runs and RBIs. She's leading in all three categories for the Lady Vikings season. Hain hits it right down third base line. It's fair. Keene gets a run, takes off, stays the third, and Hain's on a run to make it the second. And Keene's going to slide in and she's going to make it the first. So she made it home. She went all the way around and made it in. So Lauren Keene scored for Lady Vikings, gave him a 1-0 lead.
After that, number 12.
And Hain ended up with a double on that play. So she got an RBI double. Up the bat now is number 12, Alyssa Heath. Heath is batting 400 on the year with two home runs and 28 RBIs. She's playing second base tonight. Coming into the game now as a pinch runner is number 22, Ava Lowe. So we got a little discussion here, I guess, between the Perry Central coach and the umpire, and I guess we got it straightened out, so we're going to go back and play. And here we go. All right. Alyssa Heath at the bat for the Lady Vikings. He steps in the batter's box. Gogol winds up, throws a pitch. High ball one. Just joining us. North Posey got a 1-0 lead over Perry Central here in the bottom of the first inning. The 1-0 count on Heath. Abel Lowe's on second base for Lady Vikings as well. Heath hits that one, a foul ball, strike one. One ball, one strike on the count on Heath. Heath waits on the signal. She gets a pitch signal from her coach. Gogol winds up, throws a pitch. High ball two. Two balls, one strike on the count on Heath. Proposed he got one runner on second base. Heath swings that one, foul ball, strike two. Two balls, two strikes on the count on Alyssa Heath. Like I said a little bit ago, Ava Lowe's on second base. Lady Vikings. She came in as a pinch runner for Aaron Hayne. Hayne hit a double, RBI double just a little bit ago. It scored Lauren Keene. Heath waits on the pitch. He smacks it out the left field. Does it stay in play? No, it's foul ball. So two balls, two strikes still on the count on Alyssa Heath. No outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Posey still got a 1-0 lead. One runner on second base. He takes a bit. Swing this. Foul ball. Strike two. Thank you. Counts two balls, two strikes on Heath. Gogol gets ready to wind up. Throws a pitch. Heath hits it. Another foul ball. On third baseline. So count still two balls, two strikes on Heath. On deck for Lady Vikings is Sybil Renshaw. She's playing catcher tonight. She'll be batting next. Heath's in the batter's box. Heath swings at it. Another foul ball. Went over the North Posey crowd. Everybody kind of ducked on that one. So still strike two. That was a line drive. Went that way. Bogle winds up. Throws a pitch. Heath swings at it. Another foul ball. Goes over and past the crowd. Still strike two. Two balls, two strikes on the count on Alyssa Heath. Gogol throws a pitch. Heath hits it again. Foul ball. Another foul ball. We're still on 2-2 count. I think this might be a record for foul balls. Well, if they were counting that. All right, Heath steps in the batter's box, waits on the pitch. Gogol throws it, winds up, throws a pitch. Heath hits it again, foul ball. Another foul ball. Two balls, two strikes still on the count on Heath. This could be a record. Gogol throws the pitch. Low, ball three. And Low ends up at third base on a wild pitch. Count now is three balls, two strikes on Heath. Full count. Heath waits on the pitch. Cole throws a pitch. Heath smacks it. Foul ball. Counts three balls, two strikes. Gogol throws a pitch. Heath swings at it, another foul ball. Still a 3-2 count on Heath. Gogol Vogel lines up, throws a pitch. Ball four. So Heath, out of all those foul balls, ended up with a walk on that play. And she's on base now. So we got Heath on first base, and we got Ava Lowe in third base, and up the bat now is Sybil Renshaw. Renshaw is batting .359 on the season with 5 home runs and 28 RBIs. So Renshaw smacks it out the left field. Does it stay in play? Yes, it's fair. And she's going to hit it right to the fence. And she's going to end up with an RBI double in that play, scoring Ava Lowe. So 2-0 now on North Posey.
Up the bat, number 7, Addie Fullup.
Up the bat is Addie Fullup. Fullup's batting .316 on the year. With 17 RBIs. So Renshaw ended up with an RBI double on that play. Coming in the game now is number 14, Addie Murphy for Renshaw. Another pinch runner. So we got runners on second, third base for North Posey. We got Addie Murphy on second. Lissa Heath on third. And we got number 7, Addie Fullup up the bat right at this time. Fullup's playing shortstop today for the Lady Vikings. Still no outs here in the bottom of the first inning. North Posey got a 2-0 lead over Perry Central. And they got runners on the scoring position on second and third base. So Fullup's up the bat now. She gets ready to take the pitch. Gogo throws the pitch. Low ball one. One ball, no strikes on the count. On Addie Fullup. Full blades on the pitch. Gogo throws the pitch. High ball two. Two balls, no strikes on the count on Addie Fullup. North Posey got runners on second, third base, leading 2-0 here against Perry Central. Bottom of the first inning. Fullup takes the next pitch. Another ball. So three balls, no strikes on the count on Fullup. 3-0 count. Gogo lines up, throws a pitch. Fullup swings at it, out of play, foul ball, strike one. Three balls, one strike on the count on Addie Fullup. Fullup plates on the pitch. She smacks it out this. Looks like the shortstop. Shortstop looks like going to be able to catch, and she does. That's the first out of the game.
Up to bat, so number 9, pops out. Wehmer.
So one down here in the bottom of the first inning for North Posey. Up to bat now is Jenna Wehmer. She's like the designated hitter tonight. And she's batting .345 on this season with 1 home run and 11 RBIs. North Posey still got runners on second, third base, leading 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning, one out. Oh, and Wehmer was hit on that pitch, so Wehmer's going to take first base, and we're going to load up bases now.
Number 18.
She was hit by a pitch. And up the bat now is number 18, Maddie Olander. Olander's batting .219 on the year with 1 home run and 14 RBIs. She's playing right field tonight as well. So Lady Vikings got loaded bases, leading 2-0. One out here in the bottom of first inning against Perry Central. Maddie Olander's up the bat. On deck will be Ashton Elpers. Olander got bases full. See what she does here. Skogel throws a pitch. Well, ball one. One ball, no strike on the count on Olander. Olander steps in the batter's box. Skogel winds up, throws a pitch. Olander swings at it. Hits right third baseman, and she made an error. She bobbled it and missed it, and North Posey got a run in. And everybody moved around bases. So Alyssa, he scored on that play. So it's another hit, an error by the third baseman for Perry Central. Up to bat now is Ashton Elpers from North Posey. She's batting .339 on the year with no home runs and 19 RBIs. First pitch of the ball. Ball one. One ball, no strike on the count on Elpers. Still loaded bases for North Posey. They lead 3-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Gogo winds up, throws a pitch, high ball two. Two balls, no strikes on the count on Elpers. Gold lines up. Close pitch. That was a ball as well. So three balls, no strikes on Ashton Elpers. Elpers is playing first base tonight for the Lady Vikings. Elpers waits on the pitch. Elpers swings at it. Strike one. Three balls, one strike on the count on Ashton Elpers. Elpers waits on the pitch. Gogol winds up, throws a pitch. Elper swings at a foul tip. Strike two. Three balls, two strikes on Elpers. One down here in the bottom of the first inning. Raposi leading 3-0 over Perry Central. Lady Vikings also got loaded bases as well. Elpers waiting on the pitch. High ball four. So they're going to go around. So they're going to score again off a walk. So Elpers walks on that play. Everybody else moves around, and we still got loaded bases, and Shayna Ferrer is up the bat now. She's another senior, one of the four seniors for the Lady Vikings. They're playing in their last game here at North Posey. Ferrer's playing left field today. She's batting .333 on the season. Ferrer waits on the pitch. Inside, ball one. One ball, no strike on Ferrer. Lady Vikings lead 4-0 now here in the bottom of the first. Ferrer swings at it, hits it right over the shortstop. She's going to get two runs to score on this play. And that was a two-run RBI. Single by Ferrer.
Up the bat.
So two more runs score, and the Lady Vikings now lead 6-0 over Perry Central. So we got Ferrer on first base, and we got Elpers on second. Now we're going back to round the top of the lineup again with Lauren Keene up to bat again. And Keene is... had a walk in her first at bat here in this inning. He waits on the pitch. High ball one. We got one out here in the bottom of the first inning. 6-0 lead by North Posey. We got runners on first and second base. Gogol throws a pitch. Low ball two. Two balls, no strikes in the count on Lauren Keene. Swings at it. It goes out of play. Strike one. Two balls, one strike on the count on Lauren Keene. Keene was the leadoff hitter earlier in this inning. She got on base with a walk, and she also scored the first run of the game for the Lady Vikings. Oh, inside, ball three. Three balls, one strike on the count on Keene. Lady Vikings got Ashton Elpers on second and Shayna Ferrer on first. She swung at it right past the shortstop, and they're going to get another run in. They might get two. They're going to get one. So Keene ended up with a double RBI double on that one, on that hit.
Up to bat, number 11, Aaron
Hayes. So that one scored Elpers. And Ferrer ended up at third. Bat is Aaron Hain. Inside, ball one. One ball, no strike on the count on Hain. Hain is 1-for-1 today with a double and an RBI. She also scored a run as well. Hain waits for the next pitch. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes on the count on Hain. Hain waits on the pitch. Hain smacks it. Foul ball, strike two. That's strike one. Two balls, one strike on the count. One Hain. Just join us. North Posey leading 7-0 over Perry Central. Here in the bottom of the first inning, we've got one out. Hain smacks it out the right center, and it goes out. Three-run home run. Just like that. That's Hain's eighth home run of the season. Three-run home run. Now Lady Vikings lead 10-0 over Perry Central. So Hain just cleared the bases there on that play. She's now 2-for-2 today with a double and a home run all in the bottom of the first inning.
Number 12, Alyssa Heath.
Not the bat is Lissa Heath. Heath walked in the first at bat today. 10-0 North Posey lead here in the bottom of the first inning, one out. Lissa Heath up the bat for her second at bat in the inning. He winds up, takes the pitch. He smacks it, out of play, foul ball. Strike one. No balls, one strike on the count. Ball. A one count on Lissa Heath. He walked and also scored a run earlier. Low ball one. One ball, one strike on the count on Heath. Coco winds up, throws a pitch. He smacks it out. Smacks out the right center. And does it drop? Yes, it does drop. He's going to try to go for two. And she does. And she's out at second. Oh, so Heath is out at second.
Bat, number 15, Sybil Renshaw.
And at the bat is Sybil Renshaw. Renshaw is one for one today with an RBI double. Got two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. North Posey lead 10-0 over Perry Central. Inside, ball one. 1-0 count on Renshaw. Renshaw waits on the pitch. Goal winds up, throws a pitch. Chip Renshaw smacks it out. It looks like it's going to go out of over the fence, and it did. Another home run. Sybil Renshaw, that's her sixth home run of the season for the Lady Vikings. And now they lead 11-0 over Perry Central. Sybil Renshaw, sixth home run of the year. Just join us. We're here at the bottom of the first inning. We're supposed to get 11-0 lead.
Number seven, Addie
or Perry Central.
Cole.
Got two outs. And we're on our 14th batter right now at the inning. So Addie Phillips up the bat now. And Phillips on the day, she popped out at her last at bat. So she's 0-1 for the day. Full bites of the pitch. Strike one. No balls, one strike on the count. On Phillip. Phillip waits for the pitch. Strike two. No balls, two strikes on the count on Addie Phillip. Gogo winds up, throws a pitch. Oh, inside, ball one. One ball, two strikes on the count on Addie Phillip. Full plate to the pitch. High ball two. Two balls, two strikes on Addie Phillip. Coco throws a pitch. High ball three. Got a full count now. Three balls, two strikes on Phillip. Two down here in the bottom of the first inning. North Posey lead 11-0 over Perry Central. Coco winds up, throws a pitch. Phillip swings at it. Goes out to left field. Left fielder going to be able to catch it. And it's in play. No, she did not. So, and Phillips going to end up with a double on that play.
Phillips ended up with
on second now. And up to bat now is Jenna Wehmer. Wehmer, her last at bat, was hit by a pitch here in the bottom of the first inning. So, but Wehmer also scored a run as well. So here's joining us. We're in the bottom of the first inning. North Posey lead 11-0 with two outs. Got one runner on second base. Wehmer waits on first pitch. Ball one. One ball, no strike from the count on Wehmer. Wehmer waits on the pitch. Gogo winds up. Throws the pitch. High ball two. Two balls, no strikes on Wehmer. Proposed he got one runner on second base. Gogo throws a pitch. Wehmer swings at it. Goes out to right center. Is it going to drop? Yes, it did drop. And Phillip just scored on that play. So an RBI single by Wehmer.
Up to bat, number 18, Maddie Olander.
And up to bat now again is Maddie Olander. Olander got a single at her first at bat. So she's 1-for-1 on the day. We got a 12-0 lead now. You're in the bottom of the first inning. Strike one on Olander. No balls, one strike on the count on Olander. Just join us. Top, bottom of the first inning. Opposing leads 12-0. Olander swung at that one in play, and she got us out at first. So Opposing ended up getting out of this inning with 12 runs. And they're going to 12 runs and end up with 15 batters as well in that inning. 12-0 lead, Norposy leads over Perry Central. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Norposy Softball.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
This is Shayna Farrar, and you are listening to Viking Softball on 98.9 WPIW.
Top of the second inning, Perry Central's at the bat. Up the bat for the Perry Central Lady Commodores is number 15, Emily Parker. She's playing shortstop for them tonight. First pitch is a strike, so no balls, one strike on the count on Parker. Aaron Haynes on the pitcher's mound for the Lady Vikings. Parker swings at it, strike two. No balls, two strikes on the count on Emily Parker. Proposey rallied there in the bottom of first inning, scored 12 runs. Ooh, high ball one. One ball, two strikes on the count on Emily Parker. Hayne winds up, throws a pitch. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes on Parker. Got no outs here in the top of the second. Parker swings at it, strike three.
Up to bat, number four, Elizabeth Harper now.
One out here in the top of the second inning. Norposy leads 12-0. That's Hayne's fourth strikeout of the game and four at bats. Up to bat now is Elizabeth Harpineau. She's playing right field tonight for the Lady Commodores. Harpineau swings at us. So for bat, ball one. One ball, no strike on the count. On Harpineau. Lost my count. There we go. Harpineau steps in the batter's box. Waits on the pitch. Hayne gets the signal. Hayne lines up, throws the pitch. Swings at it. No. The ball two. Two balls, no strike on the count on Harpineau. Hayne winds up, throws a pitch. A little wild. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes on the count on Elizabeth Harpineau. Harpineau looks like she's going to try to bunt it. She tips it, almost hit the camera, strike one. Three balls, one strike on the count on Harpineau. We got one down here in the top of the second inning. Norposy leading 12-0 over Perry Central. Hayne winds up, throws a pitch. Strike two. Three balls, two strikes on the count on Harpineau. Harpineau waits on the pitch. Hayne winds up, throws a pitch. Harpo swings at strike three.
Up the bat, number
strikeout number five by Aaron Hayne there on that one. And up the bat now is number three, Selena Peter. She's the left fielder for Perry Central. Peter's in the box. Low, strike one. No balls, one strike on the count on Selena Peter. Hayne waits on signal from her coach. Strike one. Strike two. No balls, two strikes on the count on Peter. Two outs here in the top of second inning. North Posey leading 12-0. North Perry Central. Hayne throws a pitch. Peter swings at it. Foul ball. Still strike two. So no balls, two strikes on the count. Selena Peter, Perry Central. Hayne's having a solid game at the pitcher's mound. She's already got five strikeouts. Peter swings at strike three. That's Hayne's sixth strikeout of the game at six batters. 12-0 North Posey lead. Going in the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to North Posey softball. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM.
In 1902, Nick's Metals started as a blacksmith and wagon repair shop right here in Poseyville, and it has grown to become so much more. For over 100 years, Nick's Metals has been putting their name on their work. From industrial products to manufacturing and field services, Nick's Metals is one company with many solutions. Give them a call today at 812-874-2422. Nick's Metals, forging ahead since 1902.
North Posey Viking Athletics on WPIW are brought to you by Boats Construction. Boats Construction is your locally owned contractor specializing in custom homes and remodeling. Since 1957, Boats Construction has been serving Posey County and the tri-state area. For three generations, Moats Construction has been giving you, the customer, everything you want and more. When it comes to your house, trust Moats Construction, a proud supporter of North Posey Viking Athletics on WPIW.
This is Maddie Olander, and you're listening to Viking Softball on 98.9 WPIW.
Bottom of the second inning, North Posey leading 12-0 over Perry Central. After leading off the inning for Lady Vikings is Ashton Elpers. Elpers has just one walk, and she's also scored a run there in the bottom of the first inning. First hit, she swung at it, goes right to shortstop. Shortstop, look, she's going to catch it. She did. So one out here in the bottom of the second inning. So she popped out.
After that, number 10, Shayna Farrar.
Shayna Farrar is up next for the Lady Vikings. She hit she had an RBI single at her first at bat. So she's 1-for-1 on the day. Farrar waits on the pitch. First swings at strike one. No balls, one strike on the count on Farrar. Farrar waits on the pitch. Ball one. One ball, one strike on the count on Farrar. Ferrer waits on the pitch. Gogo winds up, throws the pitch. Ferrer swings at strike two. One ball, two strikes on the count. Shayna Ferrer. Ferrer swings at it, hits it out to right center. Right center fielder catches it. Two outs here in the...
Up to bat, number two, Lauren King. Inning.
Lauren King's at the bat next. Two down here in the bottom of the second inning. North Posey leading 12-0 over Perry Central. Lauren King's at the bat for the third time tonight. She's 1-for-1 on the day with a double and a walk. First pitch of the ball is a ball. Ball one. One ball, no strike on the count on Keen. Keen waits on the pitch. Keen hits it right between third base and shortstop, and she's on base for the base hit. And she may go... No, she's going to stay on first. So. So she got on base with a single. Aaron Haynes up the bat again. And Haynes is 2 for 2 on the day with a double and a home run. Haynes 2 for 2 on the day. You're joining us right now. North Posey leading this game 12-0 over Perry Central here in the bottom of the second inning. Got two outs in the inning. Lauren Keene's on first base with Aaron Haynes up the bat. And she's 2 for 2 on the day. Haynes hits it to left field. And is it going to drop? Yep, third out. So Haynes gets out the inning. North Posey gets out of the inning with no runs scored. One hit. One left on base. Leading 12-0 over Perry Central. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. North Posey softball.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Pro Rehab's responsibility to you and our community is to provide a very healthy and healing environment, staffed with people who will help you reach your goal and cover all the bases.
Call it a work ethic, but it's more than that. Pro Rehab has a passion to make a difference, because the difference may mean that you get to participate in life rather than just watch.
Because in the end, when we all come together, despite how steep the hill or challenging the task,
nothing can stop us.
Pro Rehab is your best first choice for physical and occupational therapy.
This is Aaron Hain, and you're listening to Viking Softball on 98.9 WPIW.
We're back. Top of the third inning. Lady Vikings lead 12-0 over Perry Central. Leading off the inning for Perry Central is number 40, Mallory Keene. First pitch is a ball. One ball. One strike on the count on Keene. Aaron Haynes still on the pitcher's mound for Lady Vikings. She went through six batters, all six strikeouts. Keene swings at that one, strike one. One ball, one strike on the count on Keene. Haynes winds up, throws the pitch. Keene swings at it, strike two. One ball, two strikes on the count. Mallory Keene. Keene's the designated hitter tonight for the Perry Central. Haynes throws a pitch. Keene swings at strike three.
Up to bat.
Strikeout number seven there for Aaron Haynes. One down here in the top of the third inning. If you're just joining us, North Posey leading 12-0 over Perry Central. Now up to bat is number six, Aubrey Gogol. She's pitching tonight for the Lady Commodores. Haynes winds up, throws a pitch. Gogol swings at it, tries to bunt at it, strike one. No balls, one strike on the count on Gogol. Haynes winds up, throws a pitch. Gogol swings at it, strike two. No balls, two strikes on the count on Aubrey Gogol. One down here in the top of the third inning. Aaron Haynes still pitching for North Posey. She's got seven strikeouts on seven batters. Gogol swings at strike three. So strikeout number eight there.
Up to bat, number 47, J.S. Smith.
Up to bat now is J.S. Smith. She's playing catcher tonight for Perry Central. Smith steps in the batter's box. Gets on the pitch. Haynes winds up, throws a pitch. Ball one. One ball, no strikes on the count on J.S. Smith. Haynes winds up, throws a pitch. Strike one. One ball, one strike on the count on J.S. Smith. Haynes winds up, throws a pitch. J.S. Smith swings at it, strike two. One ball, two strikes on the count on Smith. If you're joining us, we're here in the top of the third inning. North Posey leads 12-0 over Perry Central. Smith swings at that one, strike three. And that's Haynes' ninth strikeout of the game on nine batters. Riposte leading 12-0 over Perry Central. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. Riposte softball.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
This is Jenna Waymer, and you're listening to Viking Softball on 98.9 WPIW.
Bottom of the third inning, Lady Vikings lead 12-0 over Perry Central. Leading off the inning for North Posey is going to be Alyssa Heath. Heath is 0-for-1 on the day with a walk and a run scored. She hit a double in the bottom of the first inning, but got out at second base. Heath hit that ball, out of play, foul ball, strike one. No balls, one strike on the count on Heath. Aubrey Gogol still in the game for Perry Central pitching. Counts no balls, one strike. Gogol throws a pitch. Heath hits it in play. Hits it right to left field. She's out for one out here.
Up to bat, number 15, Sybil Renshaw.
So one down here in the bottom of the third inning.
She's running bases anyway.
Sybil Renshaw's up to bat now. And Renshaw's 2-for-2 on the day with a double and a home run. Renshaw waits on the pitch. Renshaw hits it right to shortstop. Shortstop bobbles it. She's going to get her out first. And she did. So ground out there.
Up to bat.
Two down now.
Addie Phillips.
In the inning. Addie Phillips up to bat now. And Phillips is 1-for-2 on the day with a double and a run scored. North Posey still leading this game 12-0 over Perry Central. Two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Gogol winds up, throws a pitch. Low ball one. One ball, no strike on the count on Phillips. Phillips steps back in the batter's box, waits on the pitch. Gogol winds up. Phillips hits it right past second baseman. She does, and she gets it in there for a single. So it's Phillips on base with a single.
Number 9, Jenna Waymer.
Next at the bat is Jenna Waymer. Waymer was hit by a pitch in her first at bat, and then she hit a single. Her second at bat, so she's perfect at the plate today. Waymer looks at that one. That was inside, ball one. One ball, no strike on the count on Waymer. Waymer waits on the pitch. High ball two. So North Posey got one runner on base. Addie Phillips on first base. Waymer's up the bat right now. Waymer waits on the pitch. Waymer hits it. Right to shortstop. Out. Third out. Hits a line drive right to him. So three down. One hit, one left on base, no run scored. Lady Vikings still lead 12-0 over Perry Central. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, North Posey softball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keene, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
In 1902, Nix Metals started as a blacksmith and wagon repair shop
right here in Poseyville, and it has grown to become so much more. For over 100 years, Nick's Metals has been putting their name on their work. From industrial products to manufacturing and field services, Nick's Metals is one company with many solutions. Give them a call today at 812-874-2422. Nick's Metals, forging ahead since 1902.
This is Ashton Elbers, and you're listening to Viking Softball on 98.9 WPIW.
Top of the fourth inning. North Posey leads this game 12-0 over Perry Central. Leading off the inning for Commodores is McKenna Labhart. She's third baseman. She's 0-1 on the day with a strikeout. Labhart steps in the batter's box. Aaron Haynes still at the pitcher's mound for North Posey. Haynes winds up, throws a pitch. Ball one. One ball, no strike on the count on Brian. On Labhart. McKenna Labhart. Got ahead of myself. Labhart waits on the pitch. High ball two. Two balls, no strikes on the count on Labhart. Let's switch the softballs out. And he gets ready to wind up, throw the pitch. Swings at it, strike one. Two balls, one strike on the count. On McKenna Labhart. No outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Lady Vikings lead 12-0. Haynes swings it, throws it, swings. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes on Labhart. Two balls, two strikes. Haynes winds up, throws the pitch. Labhart swings at it, goes out of play. Strike two still. Two balls, two strikes in the count on McKenna Labhart. Labhart stays alive in the count. Haynes winds up, throws a pitch. Labhart swings at strike three. Strikeout number 10 now for Haynes. Up the bat now is number 11, Audra Harperville. Harperville is 0-1 on the day with a strikeout. Harperville waits on the pitch. Tries to bunt it. Nope. Strike one. No balls, one strike on the count on Harperville. Here's joining us. We're in the top of the fourth inning. North Posey leading this game 12-0. Harperville swings at that one. Strike two. No balls, two strikes on the count. One out here in the inning. Aaron Haynes already threw 10 strikeouts and 10 batters. Harperville swings at strike three. So strikeout number 11 now.
Number 42, Maggie Cunningham.
And up the bat is number 42, Maggie Cunningham, second baseman. Cunningham is 0-1 on the day with a strikeout. Lady Vikings still leading this game 12-0. They scored all 12 of those runs in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch of the ball. Ball one on Cunningham. Cunningham waits on the pitch. Haynes throws the pitch. Cunningham swings at strike one. One ball, one strike on the count on Cunningham. Got two outs here. Top of the fourth inning. North Posey leading 12-0 over Perry Central. Haynes winds up, throws the pitch. Cunningham swings at it, strike two. No, one ball, two strikes on the count on Cunningham. Cunningham steps in the batter's back in the batter's box. Haynes winds up, throws a pitch. Haynes swings at strike three. So strikeout number 12 there. They go 1-2-3 down just like that. Lady Vikings still lead 12-0. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, North Posey softball.
North Posey Viking Athletics on WPIW are brought to you by Moats Construction. Moats Construction is your locally owned contractor specializing in custom homes and remodeling. Since 1957, Oates Construction has been serving Posey County and the tri-state area.
For three generations, Moats Construction has been giving you, the customer, everything you want and more. When it comes to your house, trust Moats Construction, a proud supporter of North Posey Viking Athletics on WPIW. When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
This is Lauren Keene, and you're listening to Viking Softball on 98.9 WPIW.
Bottom of fourth inning here, 12-0, North Posey leading over Perry Central. And Maddie Olander's up the bat there on the first at bat, and she grounded out there. So one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Up to bat now is number 20, Ashton Elpers. Elpers is 0-for-1 on the day with a flyout and a walk. So one down here in the inning. Elpers waiting on the pitch. Strike one. No balls, one strike on the count on Elpers. Elpers waits on the pitch. Goble winds up, throws the pitch. Elpers swings at it, strike two. Goes over the press box. No balls, two strikes on the count on Ashton Elpers. Goble winds up, throws a pitch. High ball one. One ball, two strikes on the count on Ashton Elpers. Goble throws a pitch. A little low. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes on the count on Elpers. Elpers swings at it. Does it stay in play? No, foul ball. Nice solid hit. Went out of play. The count's two balls, two strikes on the count on Elpers. Elpers still at the plate here. He's waiting on the pitch. Goble winds up, throws the pitch. Elpers swings at it out to right center. Is it going to drop? And it drops there. So Elpers on base with a single.
Up to bat, number 10, Shayna Farrar.
Shayna Farrar's up to bat next for the Lady Vikings, and she's 1-for-2 on the day with a single, and she's also has a run scored. So Farrar's 1-for-2. That's all a day. North Posey's got one runner on first base, Ashton Elpers. First pitch is a ball. Ball one. One ball, no strikes in the count on Farrar. Farrar waits on the pitch. Goble throws the pitch. Farrar swings at it. Right shortstop. Gets her out second, and she's safe at first. So
up to bat, number two, Lauren.
Elpers is out of second. And Farrar gets on base at first. So up the bat now is Lauren Keene. Keene is 2-for-2 on the day with a double and a single, and she also has a walk along with two runs scored. Two down here in the bottom of the fourth, 12-0 North Posey lead. Keene sits in the batter's box. Keene swings at it, hits it right to shortstop, goes runner underneath the shortstop's legs. And Ferrara's going to get around the third, and she's going to slide in, and she's safe. So King's going to get on base, get on the. King's going to end up at second. Ferrara's going to end up at third.
Aaron
Hain. And at the bat now is Aaron Hain. Hain is 2-for-3 on the day with a double and a home run. Hain's also got four RBIs in the game. 12. And then first pitch of the ball. One ball, no strike on the count on Hain. Hain swings at it. Oh, line drive right to the third baseman for an out. Wow. That's the end of the inning there. So that was a hard hit. So Hain gets out on that play, and that's the end of the inning. So Lady Vikings lead 12-0. Over Perry Central, you're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, North Posey Softball.
Pro Rehab's responsibility to you and our community is to provide a very healthy and healing environment, staffed with people who will help you reach your goal and cover all the bases.
Call it a work ethic, but it's more than that. Pro Rehab has a passion to make a difference, because the difference may mean that you get to participate in life rather than just watch.
Because in the end, when we all come together, despite how steep the hill or challenging the task,
nothing can stop us.
Pro Rehab is your best first choice for physical and occupational therapy.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ava Lowe, and you're listening to Viking Softball on 98.9 WPIW.
Top of the fifth inning. We're supposed to lead 12-0 over Perry Central. Leading off the inning for the Lady Commodores, number 15, Emily Parker. She's playing shortstop. She's 0-for-1 on the night. Batting with a strikeout. Aaron Haynes still on the mound for the Lady Vikings. Waiting on the umpire to get back in play here and put his mask on, and we are back. Here we go. So Emily Parker's at the bat now for Perry Central. Parker waits on the pitch. High ball one. One ball, no strike on the count on Parker. Goes back to the pitcher's mound. Parker waits the pitch. Parker looks like she's going to try to bunt it. Get back. Swing at that one. Strike one. One ball, one strike on the count on Parker. No outs here in top of the fifth inning. North Posey lead 12-0 or Perry Central, if you're just joining us. Haynes goes that one. Let's strike two. One ball, two strikes on the count on Parker. Winds up, throws a pitch, strike three. Strikeout number 13.
Number four, Elizabeth Harbinol.
On that one. At the bat is number four, Elizabeth Harbinol. Harbinol is 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout. One out here, top of the fifth inning. North Posey lead 12-0. Haynes got strikeout number 13 in the game. Swings that one, strike one.
Umpire's having fun.
Harbinol waits on the next pitch. We got 0-1 count. That one, oh, that's strike two. He's a little late on that one, but it's strike two. So no balls, two strikes on the count on Harbinol. One out here on the top of the fifth. Colts got 12-0 lead. Harbinol swings that one, strike three. Two down here.
Up to bat, number three. Top of the fifth.
At the bat is a Selena Peter, left fielder. She's 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout. Haynes up to 14 strikeouts now on 14 batters. Unbelievable today. Peter swings that first pitch, strike one. Haynes winds up, throws a pitch, strike two. No balls, two strikes on the count on Selena Peter. That ball's coming in there pretty fast. I can't even see it coming in. Haynes throws a pitch. Peter swings at it. Strike three. That's it. Haynes ends up with a no-hitter on that game. 15 strikeouts to 15 batters. Lady Vikings lead win this game 12-0. Improved their season record to 22-0 on the year. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. North Posey Softball.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
In 1902, Nix Metals started as a blacksmith and wagon repair shop right here in Poseyville, and it has grown to become so much more. For over 100 years, Nix Metals has been putting their name on their work. From industrial products to manufacturing and field services, Nix Metals is one company with many solutions. Give them a call today at 812-874-2422. Nix Metals, forging ahead since 1902.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Pro Rehab's responsibility to you and our community is to provide a very healthy and healing environment, staffed with people who will help you reach your goal and cover all the bases.
Call it a work ethic, but it's more than that. Pro Rehab has a passion to make a difference, because the difference may mean that you get to participate in life rather than just watch.
Because in the end, when we all come together, despite how steep the hill or challenging the task,
nothing can stop us.
Pro Rehab is your best first choice for physical and occupational therapy.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
This is Shayna Farrar, and you are listening to Viking Softball on 98.9 WPIW.
Final score here, Lady Vikings win 12-0, improved 22-0 on the season, remain undefeated. They are the ranked number 23rd nationally in the Max Preps current poll as well. So they went 12-0 over Perry Central, end up with 13 hits in the game on the night. Perry Central falls to 11-13 on the season. Erin Hain ends up being the winning pitcher in the game. She improves her pitching record to 14-0, has 15 strikeouts in the game, a no-hitter, perfect game. She, with those 15 strikeouts, she now has 209 strikeouts on the season as well. So unbelievable. Unbelievable game. Also, there two home runs were hit in the game by the Lady Vikings, by Erin Hain and also by Sybil Renshaw. So Renshaw gets her 6th home run of the year, while Hain gets her 8th home run on the season. So they both just hitting the dingers left and right. So big bottom of the first inning for the Lady Vikings. They scored 12 runs there in the inning.
So
final score, 12-0. Posey wins. Improves 22-0 in the season. Next game coming up will be on this for Lady Vikings. Will be at the sectionals next week when they play. We don't know who they're playing yet, but we will be broadcasting that game next Wednesday as well. But the next broadcast here on WPIW will be this Thursday night at home here. North Posey plays Mount Vernon, and we'll bring that game to you live here on WPIW. Till then, thank you for joining us, and hope you have a good evening. Good night.
North Posey Viking Softball on AM 1590 and FM 98.9 WPIW has been brought to you by Nick's Metals, the Posey County Co-op, Moats Construction, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay connected with your home for the Vikings, AM 1590 and FM 98.9 WPIW, and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com.